two travelers, Roger and I. Roger's my dog. Come here, you scamp. Jump for the gentleman. Mind your eye. Over the table. Look out for the lamp. The rogue is growing a little old. 5 years we've tramped through wind and weather, and slept outdoors when nights were cold, and ate and drank and starved together. No, thank you, sir. I never drink. Roger and I are exceedingly moral, aren't we, Roger? See him wink. Well, something hot then we won't borrow. We'll have some music. If you're willing, and Roger, put a plate of coffee, tell Mark a little. Talk to Ellen. And straight. I'll face. Salute to officer. Put up that paw. Rest. Take your rifle. I'll hold your cap while the gentlemen give a trifle. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Talk. Halt. I'll show how the rebel speaks when he stands up to hear his sentence. Now tell us how many drams it takes to honor a jolly new acquaintance. 5 yelps, that's five. He's mighty knowing. The night's before us. Fill the glasses. Quick, sir. I'm ill. My brain is going. Some brandy. Thank you. There it's happy. If you had seen her, so fair and young, whose head was happy on this breast, if you could have heard the songs I sung when the wine went round, you wouldn't have guessed that ever I so could be straying from door to door with little and dog, ragged and penniless and playing for you tonight for a glass of grog. Another glass, and strong to deaden this pain, then Roger and I will start. I wonder has he that his lump is dead and aching thing in place of a heart. He is sad sometimes and would weep if he could, no doubt remembering things that were, a virtuous kennel with plenty of food and himself a sober, respectable cur. I'm better now. That glass was warning. You rascal, limber your lazy feet. We must be fiddling and performing for supper and bed or starve in the street. Not a very gay life to be, if you think. But soon we shall go where lodgings are free. And the sleepers need neither victuals nor drink. The sooner the better for Roger and me.